Houston, leftist columnist sees on blindside controversy as example of white savior syndrome, racism. By Warner Todd Houston on August 18, 2023. Left-wing columnists are back on the attack against the movie The Blind Side. Calling it racist and an example of white savior syndrome as the recriminations between ex-NFL player Michael Orr and the Tuohy family continue to echo in the press and soon in the courtroom. The renewed attack by liberals on the 2009 film came after ex-NFL player Michael Orr, who is black, filed a lawsuit alleging that the Tuohy family, who are white, withheld an unknown amount of money from him and profits from the film, as well as lying to him about adopting him as a member of the family. He additionally claims they misled him into signing away his rights to carry on his own financial affairs. For their part, the Tuohy family has denied the accusations, claimed that Orr received the same amount of money from the film as they all did, and added that they wanted to adopt him into the family. But state law precluded that since Orr was already over 18 and the conservatorship that gave them the rights to govern his finances was their only choice. Liberal columnists, though, are taking this fight as their chance to push their race-baiting agenda, Fox News reported. For instance, Robin Autry, a professor of sociology at Wesleyan University, wrote a story for MSNBC blasting the film as typical Hollywood white savior nonsense that unsurprisingly made hundreds of millions of dollars. Autry added that the movie is a dishonest, condescending and emotionally manipulative portrayal of what happened between the two Tuohys and Orr. He added that the story starring Sandra Bullock excites a white imagination that longs for contact with the black other and simultaneously fears that contact and slam the film is racist. The white person is the hero, without whom the black characters, we're left to believe, would never have been anything. The Tuohys are portrayed similarly. And movie audiences would rather believe such a dream than engage in the difficult work of fighting for the kind of structural social change that would benefit everyone, even those a heroic white person never encounters, Autry added. Owen Gleiberman also blasted the film in a piece for Variety and called the film fakery. Vox also jumped in, hinting that the white savior theme was built on a law. The Guardian also jumped in to claim that the whole white savior story the film was based upon was always built on shaky ground. The extreme, left-wing The Nation also attacked the film, saying it was always trash. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.